Members of the 9/11 Commission hope to pressure Congress and the Bush administration to enact their recommendations quickly. NPR's Pam Fessler spent the day in Seattle with one of the first teams to hit the road.
Democrat Richard Benveniste and Republican Slade Gorton come from very different political backgrounds, but right now they seem to be joined at the hip. In fact, the two men jokingly bristled yesterday when a public relations aide said they'd have to split up for one of their many media interviews of the day.
One person can call in from here and one person will call in from
here. Oh, okay.
Slade and I refuse to be separate.
The commissioners are also somewhat serious. As they see it, their bipartisanship is their strength. The commission's five Democrats and five Republicans unanimously adopted their final report last month. The message here in Seattle and one they plan to take to other cities in coming weeks is if we can do it, so too can Congress and the White House.
We've already agreed that before the middle of next year, we're going to get together formally and give everybody a report card.
At an early morning meeting in a downtown conference room, Benveniste and Gorton are surrounded by business and civic leaders intrigued by the commission's work.
My concern is that if we keep legitimate travelers out, then the terrorists win. And I know you have some recommendations about biometric identifiers and passports.
That's Diane Butler, a local immigration attorney. Gorton tells her the panel doesn't want to stop legitimate travel, but that it's also important to make sure terrorists can't forge passports, visas, and other critical documents.
You know, we recommend standardized driver's licenses, for example.
A lot of people here are worried about security. They note that Seattle has a huge port and is a major transportation hub. They're curious what Gorton and Benveniste think about President Bush's statement that he agrees with the panel's plan to create a new director of national intelligence, but that he doesn't want to give that person control over intelligence budgets. Benveniste is clearly unhappy with that idea.
We didn't spend 20 months to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. Providing somebody with a name and no authority could be worse than doing nothing at all.
He tells members of the audience that they also need to pressure Congress to get its act together, too. He asks if anyone has any idea how many congressional committees oversee Homeland Security. A few people cautiously raise their hands when he suggests 20, or maybe even 40.
The correct number, we are advised, is 88 separate congressional committees and subcommittees have authority over Homeland Security. Now,
the commissioners tell those here in the audience if they want something done about such inefficiencies, they need to write their senators and representatives. Benveniste and Gorton repeat that advice later when they meet with local television reporters.
Would both of you talk to us a little bit about what you want from this audience and the others you'll meet on your West Coast tour? What do you want people to do?
We want people to take advantage of a political campaign that is going on right now to ask their candidates for federal office, House, Senate, for that matter, candidates for president, what they are going to do about the 9/11 Commission report. Are they going to enthusiastically and firmly follow up on it and abide by its recommendations?
Later, Benveniste and Gorton take their message to the editorial board of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Again, they stress that protecting the country is too important for partisan division and that the public has to get involved. The meeting gets just the kind of results the commissioners hope for. Mark Trahant is the paper's editorial page editor.
We're going to write an editorial tomorrow, so we're not going to waste any time. We think it's an important issue. Folks were pretty unanimous thinking, one, we love the way what started off as an intensely partisan project came together in a way that said this is the American project, and we'd love to see more of that in government.
Gorton and Benveniste will continue their appearances this week in California. Other commissioners, also in pairs of two, are scheduled to travel soon to Texas, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Seattle.